Welcome back, aspiring profit magicians. Today we're diving into one of the most exhilarating yet awkward phases of business growth, the teenage years. Just like your awkward teenage self, your business might be experiencing rapid growth spurts that leave you feeling a bit, well, awkward. In our last module, we touched on the challenges of growth spurts, how they can be both thrilling and overwhelming, much like a sudden growth spurt during puberty. But fear not, today we're going to delve deeper into strategies for managing these growth spurts like a seasoned pro. Here's what we'll be covering. First off, we'll circle back to the concept of reverse engineering, since it's the secret sauce in navigating growth spurts proactively. Then we'll move to exploring the importance of scaling your operations to keep pace with your business's growth. Next, we'll talk about expanding your team, because let's face it, you can't do it all alone. After that, we'll discuss the critical role of investing in infrastructure to support your expanding empire. And finally, we'll dive into the nitty-gritty of managing cash flow during times of rapid growth. As the legendary Walt Disney once said, the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. So grab your wands, pens, and let's get started on this magical journey of managing your business's awkward teenage years. Growth management, it's a bit like playing a game of chess. You can either react to your opponent's moves as they happen, or you can anticipate their next move and plan your strategy accordingly. In the world of business, managing growth is really no different. You can either react to challenges as they arise, or you can proactively plan ahead to stay one step ahead of the game. Let's break it down, shall we? Reactively managing growth is like trying to catch falling bricks with your bare hands. It's chaotic, it's stressful, and it often results in a few bruises along the way. You're constantly putting out fires, dealing with unexpected challenges, and scrambling to keep up with the pace of change. But fear not, my fellow profit magicians, because there's a better way, proactive growth management, and one of the most powerful tools in your proactive toolkit, reverse engineering. So what exactly is reverse engineering, you ask? Well, it's like taking apart a complicated puzzle to see how it works, then putting it back together again, but with a few tweaks to make it run more smoothly. In the context of managing growth, reverse engineering involves looking at your business from the perspective of future growth levels and anticipating potential challenges before they arise. Let's take a look at the steps of the reverse engineering process. First, you'll need to take a deep dive into your business operations, team dynamics, infrastructure, and cash flow. Think of it like peeling back the layers of an onion. You want to get to the core of what makes your business tick. Next, you'll want to assess how your business will function at different levels of growth. Will your current operations be able to handle a 50% increase in sales? What about doubling your team size or expanding into new markets? By reverse engineering these scenarios, you can identify potential bottlenecks and weak points in your business before they become major headaches. And that's where the magic happens, folks. By proactively identifying potential challenges and developing strategies to address them, you can avoid the chaos of reactive growth management and sail smoothly into the sunset of success. So, fellow profit magicians, I challenge you to put on your reverse engineering hats and take a closer look at your business. What will break? And when with different levels of growth? How can you proactively address these challenges to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine? The answers may surprise you and propel you to new heights of profit magic mastery. Picture this, your business is booming, orders are flooding in faster than you can say profit, and suddenly you find yourself in dire need of a clone, or at least a few extra pairs of hands. That's where scaling your operations comes into play. From ramping up production to optimizing workflows, There are plenty of ways to ensure your operations can keep pace with your business's growth. But remember, it's not just about doing more, it's about doing it smarter. Efficiency is the name of the game, folks. Now let's take a moment to apply the concept of reverse engineering to the task of scaling your operations proactively. Instead of waiting for your operations to hit a breaking point and then scrambling to catch up, why not take a proactive approach and anticipate your future needs before they arise? Let's take a look at how proactive scaling using reverse engineering works. You want to start by analyzing your current operations and identifying any bottlenecks or inefficiencies that could hinder growth in the future. Think of it as dissecting a complex machine to understand its inner workings. The better you understand how each component functions, the easier it's going to be to optimize its performance. Next, project your business's growth trajectory and consider how it's going to impact your operations at different stages. Will you need to invest in new equipment or technology to increase production capacity? Will you need to streamline workflows to handle a higher volume of orders? By reverse engineering these scenarios, you can develop a roadmap for scaling your operations in a proactive and strategic manner. The beauty of proactive scaling is that it allows you to stay ahead of the curve and avoid the pitfalls of reactive growth management. Instead of constantly playing catch-up and putting out fires, you can chart a course for success and navigate your business through periods of rapid growth with confidence and ease. Now let's talk about everyone's favorite topic, hiring. As your business grows, so does the need to expand your team. But rather than waiting until you're drowning in work and desperately in need of reinforcements, why not take a proactive approach to team building? Enter reverse engineering, a powerful tool for anticipating your future team needs and building a strong, cohesive workforce before the need becomes urgent. Instead of waiting until you're short-staffed and scrambling to hire whoever is available, reverse engineering allows you to carefully plan your team expansion and find the perfect fit for your company culture and values. You want to start by projecting your business's growth trajectory and identifying the key roles and skill sets you'll need to support that growth. Will you need more salespeople to handle increased demand? More customer support staff to keep up with a growing client base? By reverse engineering these scenarios, you can develop a hiring strategy that ensures you have the right people in place at the right time. The benefits of proactive team building are numerous. By taking the time to carefully select and onboard new team members before you desperately need them, you can foster a culture of excellence, collaboration, and innovation within your organization. Plus, you'll reduce the risk of turnover and ensure that your team is equipped to handle whatever challenges the future may hold. I challenge you to think beyond the immediate needs of your business and consider how proactive team building can set you up for long-term success. Whether you're a small startup or a rapidly growing enterprise, the principles of reverse engineering can help you build a team that's primed for greatness. Let's take a look now at investing in infrastructure. Infrastructure, the unsung hero of business growth. While it might not be as flashy as launching a new product or landing a big client, investing in infrastructure is essential for laying the foundation for sustainable growth. Whether it's upgrading your technology systems, expanding your physical facilities, or enhancing your supply chain capabilities, investing in infrastructure sets the stage for future success. So don't skimp on the basics, folks. Your future self will thank you for it. Now let's take a deeper dive into the world of infrastructure investment and how reverse engineering can help you make strategic decisions that set your business up for long-term success. When it comes to infrastructure, it's all about laying the groundwork for future growth. Instead of waiting until your systems are stretched to their breaking point, why not take a proactive approach and anticipate your future needs before they become urgent. You want to start by projecting your business's growth trajectory and identifying the key areas of infrastructure that will need to scale alongside it. Will you need to invest in new technology to support increased demand? Expand your physical facilities to accommodate a growing workforce. By reverse engineering these scenarios, you can develop an infrastructure investment plan that ensures you have the resources you need to thrive in the future. The benefits of proactive infrastructure investment are clear. By investing in the right tools, technologies, and facilities ahead of time, you can streamline your operations, scale your business more efficiently, and weather any challenges that come your way. Last but not least, let's talk about everyone's favorite topic, money. Rapid growth can put a serious strain on your cash flow, so it's crucial to manage your finances wisely during these tumultuous times. From monitoring your cash flow closely to exploring alternative financing options, there are plenty of ways to ensure your business stays in the black, even when it feels like the whole world is turning green. So put on your accountant hat and get ready to crunch some numbers. As the saying goes, cash is king, and nowhere is that more true than during periods of rapid growth. But fear not, my fellow profit magicians, because reverse engineering can help you stay one step ahead of the cash flow curve. Instead of waiting until you're drowning in invoices and struggling to make payroll, why not take a proactive approach to cash flow management? Reverse engineering allows you to anticipate your future cash flow needs and develop strategies to ensure you have the liquidity you need to keep your business running smoothly. Can you guess how you can do this? There's an easy-to-follow process here. First, you want to start by projecting your business's growth trajectory, and then forecasting your future cash flow needs. Will you need additional financing to support expansion efforts? Should you establish a line of credit to cover unexpected expenses? By reverse engineering these scenarios, you can develop a cash flow management plan that ensures you have the financial resources you need to thrive. The benefits of proactive cash flow management are undeniable. By staying on top of your finances and planning ahead for future growth, you can avoid a cash flow crisis, reduce financial stress, and make more informed decisions about the future of your business. By anticipating your cash flow needs and developing strategies to address them proactively, you can ensure that your business remains strong, stable, and successful for years to come. And there you have it, your crash course in managing your business's awkward teen years. And there you have it, your crash course in managing your business's awkward teenage years. But before you go, don't forget to complete the worksheet provided. After all, practice makes perfect, and mastering these strategies will set you on the path to profit magic mastery. Until next time, may your profits be plentiful and your growth spurts be graceful. Stay magical, my friends.